Now, the Global News and 980 CKNW Future of Work Series, presented by Vancouver Island University. There's more to your future. Learn more at viu.ca.
Well, for this portion of the future of work, we're taking a look at the School of Computing and Academic Studies at BCIT. This is a course or a study that offers more than 250 courses, 40 different programs. Areas of study include computing, forensic science and technology, certainly areas where we have seen big changes and advances in the past few years. Well, joining us to talk more about this is Dean Hildebrand, Dean for the School of Computing and Academic Studies at BCIT. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Jill.
It's such an interesting field, and I know we've talked to you before specifically about forensics and DNA. When you look at the program like yours and just the area that it covers, how important is this and programs like this, do you think, for people who want to work in this field in the future?
Well, maybe we're biased, but we would say vital. You know, I hope it's as significant and compelling in the future as it is today, really. I mean, we've had decades of experience in this field. And in fact, BCIT has a 60-year-plus years of experience in applied education. And forensics is a highly applied discipline, so it fits really nicely into the model of BCIT. You know, it's led by industry. We incorporate industry standard methods and technologies. Our instructors are from industry, so we're really highly, highly linked to industry, and I think that's what helps us be so relevant and prepare students for careers like this in forensics.
We know that often, probably more than often, things that we see on TV or in the movies, they're not exactly how things are in real life. But do you notice when we hear about high-profile news stories or things that are involving forensics and DNA, it does kind of renew or spark more interest in the field?
Yeah, you know, we get this question a lot, and we don't track that specifically, but anecdotally, I think it makes sense. I mean, things from Hollywood and social media and news, they certainly drive awareness in every aspect of our life. And, you know, we all probably heard about the CSI effect back in the day, which seemed very real. We had people mention that all the time when they came in to ask about these programs. You know, I always argue that real life is stranger than fiction, so I think a lot of interest comes from the cases that we see and investigations that we see within our communities and hear about. It does spark a lot of interest in people that want to take this up seriously in a career. And, you know, we get hundreds of people every year coming to the various information sessions we hold to explore whether forensic science and investigation is a career for them. And yeah, a lot of it is driven. You hear from, you know, interest in what's happening within their community.
And is it something when people come to check it out, because it does sound so interesting, do people find that it follows through with that, or that it is interesting as you might think it is when you get there? Not that I would think that people would be disappointed, but do you find when people have that bit of interest, they come and check it out, that it becomes even more, or that you have more people interested as compared to maybe people who take a step back and say, no, that's not for me?
Yeah, I think there are some that might be disappointed that, you know, it doesn't follow a nice, neat script. But I think the majority of people who at least that come to an information session are pretty in tune. By the time they leave that information session or have talked to our experts, they understand it. And most of them, I think, find it even more compelling when you hear from real experts that do this for a living. It's pretty compelling.
And when we look at the education and what you do, I would imagine the workforce is changing and technology is changing. And how does that work with education also changing to meet those needs?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of change, you know, and generally COVID was a driver of some major innovation in education and e-learning strategies in general. We're obviously in a lot of flux right now. We're adjusting to post-COVID and inflation and war and possible recessions and tech layoffs and all that. So we're amongst all of this. We are certainly seeing, you know, changes. We're seeing less standard approaches to learning. You know, companies now have their own in-house led solutions. They've got inexpensive or sometimes free platforms to learn on. So we've got all of this, and we're seeing new types of credentials being offered, and some of them are being supported really heavily by governments, things called micro-credentials that purport to allow, you know, quicker reskilling and upskilling. And so for us, you know, we're just trying to continually adapt with all of this. And, you know, like we've always done, we're trying to incorporate new methodologies for teaching, new technologies themselves into the classroom, and just trying to keep on top of the wave of change.
And speaking of the wave of change, we've certainly been hearing a lot in the news lately about artificial intelligence and concerns about that, but also just how quickly that type of technology is progressing. How does that play a role, or do you see a role when it comes to forensic studies?
Yeah, I mean, that's another good example of a wave of change. It's hit us really quickly. AI is going to impact every job, artificial intelligence. We've probably all heard of ChatGPT by now. Generally, though, I find in my career, the adoption of brand new technologies like this are a little bit slower in forensic science. I think we have to be a bit more risk adverse given the nature of the business. We're dealing with laboratories that are accredited and experts that are certified, and we have legal requirements. Everything has to, a lot of things obviously end up in court. So things are adopted a little less quickly in forensics, but AI is definitely going to come to this field as well. I mean, it allows automation and much more dynamic approaches to analysis. And, you know, when you're dealing with lots of complex data, it can help make decisions on how to analyze that. So it is coming, but it's probably going to be a little bit slower in areas like forensic science.
Well, and that makes sense. So, like you said, if things are going into courtrooms or there are areas where it's intelligence and analysts and that kind of thing, I would like to think or hope that you need a human with a background to make that work.
Yeah, I mean, judges and juries aren't ready to start hearing that machines have helped make decisions in casework and investigations. They want to know that it's a human making decisions, important decisions on how comparisons are made and identifications and linkages and whatnot. But certainly there is a place for artificial intelligence in complex investigations. You think about reams of data and a fraud analysis that a human has to go through, and certainly artificial intelligence, machine learning can be an important tool to help the investigators parse through and make, ultimately, hopefully humans make the final decision.
And do you find there are certain parts or certain areas of study in this department? Is it forensics? Is it health science? Is it financial crime that really draws people, or that it seems more popular than perhaps other areas?
Yeah, it ebbs and flows a little bit. Certainly the forensic science, which deals with more of the traditional crime scene investigation and forensic laboratory fields, those are always really popular. But lately, the issues with cybersecurity that we're dealing with, we're all dealing with, safeguards of privacy and information and bank accounts and all that stuff. So we're certainly seeing a lot of interest in digital forensics and cybersecurity right now as well.
Well, it's a very, very interesting field and interesting department. We'll leave it there for today. But Dean, thank you so much for joining us and talking about this.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
All right, that is Dean Hildebrand, the Dean for the School of Computing and Academic Studies at BCIT.